This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
But Tom, the people want to know, I want to know, Anthony wants to know, Creepy Andy even wants to know, why do you love Joy? Because we're doing this whole promo thing. I've just stopped talking with food in my mouth. Yeah.
So how did I find Joy? So I was a Sydney boy, born in Sydney. Let's not hold that against me. But I did move to the best city in the world 10 years ago. Walking down the street to visit my hubby, and I was putting on a radio. That was the days before we all had iPods, or I think only the rich had them, not me. And I was flicking through the radio. Next minute I could hear these two old queens on the radio, and they were taking the piss out of each other, laughing. On comes some Donna Summer song. I'm going, what the hell am I listening to? Turned out it was these people called the Two Fat Lattes. They used to do Friday evenings about 10 years ago. They were the funniest thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it hit me how great it was to be walking through a city and listening to a radio station that spoke to me, spoke to the community. It was all fantastic. What I found the best was being living in the country all those years. I think that's where joy is most important.
Yeah, okay.
We live in Melbourne. We live in a bubble. We're very protected. We all supported.
But we haven't always lived in this bubble. That's the thing.
No, it's true. And it goes back 25 years ago when it was all we had. But I still think joy, 25 years ago, it was very important because that's all we had. But I think it's just as important today because there are little gay boys and girls and that are living out in the country. How great for them to be able to hear, gays on the radio.
What did you feel when you first heard, like, the radio station? Like, what inside you did you feel?
I remember being shocked to hear that it was on, but I just remember being excited to know there was something out there that was actually speaking to me.
Yeah.
Where in those days it was like Triple M, it was all rock and bah, you know, and all I wanted to do was listen to pop, and it was fine. There was a radio station that actually played music that I enjoyed. Remember, Joy's first song was Kylie Minogue. How could I not be addicted to a radio station that played Kylie from day one?
Yeah.
Well, it was a bit of a joke. They went to play Kylie, and instead they accidentally hit, you know, putting one of those 100% CD hits.
Oh my God, I used to love those tapes.
Yeah. And instead of hitting number 9, Kylie Celebration, someone hit like number 7, and we ended up with Jimmy Barnes' Working Class Man.
Was the first song that Joy played. But, are you kidding me?
No, but
that's
a true
story.
We got to interview Jimmy last year, was it, Andy? And he was never, when I said, mate, I'm going to tell you honestly, you're not a typical Joy guest, but the reason we brought you in here, Jimmy, is because you were technically the first song we ever. Oh, he was so happy, wasn't he?
He's such a lovely man, Jimmy.
Well, we got to go and watch him not any habit acts. Remember, he'd just fallen off the stage and he went to sit down on the seat, and you could see his, because he was wearing his kilt, and I could see Jane, his wife, on the side trying to tell him to push it down
because there was nothing under the kilt.
We were getting a little bit of a look of little Jimmy in there, but it was
little good. Jimmy.
I'm being polite.
The old big Jim under the kilt, girl. We're talking this morning about why we love Joy, and Tom, you had a really beautiful story because you've been here, right? Not from the start of Joy, but for the last 10 years at least.
Just be careful about my age. You don't need to tell everyone.
You exposed it last week on air. I'm just saying, Tom, it's all you, fucko. I haven't done anything now.
You spoke about it already this morning, didn't you? Like 50-something?
Yeah, that's really rude. Okay, I'm 51. I can live with that shit.
Hey, it's a good age. You look great. You don't look a day over 50. Kidding, you look great. I want to talk about why I love Joy, because I have a little different perspective. I've only been here for, dare I say, eight months?
Is that how long I've been putting up with you?
Yeah, or maybe a bit, for us, a bit short. I did daytimes before. Though, I saw you every morning still, didn't I?
Yeah, we used to get here and have a little chat and talk.
Before I did Tom and Mikey, I was doing the daytime shift, Anthony, just after Tom and Warren.
Hmm.
And so I just came in and pressed buttons for 3 hours a day, unpaid still.
Well, let's be totally honest. He sat in the corner and played with his knobs. Well, which is like,
nothing's changed. Yeah. He's 20. That's what they do. Yeah.
Before that, I was doing radio radio at Sin, and I was about 18, 19, and I was really excited about being in radio, but I didn't know where to go post Sin. So it was great there, but I wanted to go somewhere different. There was a lot of options, like, you know, your Triple R's and Light FM. I didn't want to go to Light FM for a lot of reasons. And I landed on Joy because it was something different. It was so out of my depth, you know. I knew nothing about the community, being a little straighty 180. Mm. So I was really, you know, I was a bit spooked. So I came in and I was so nervous. I thought people are going to hate me because I'm an ally. You know, they're not going to, like, why am I on air? Why is he on air? I thought that I'd get those looks.
That was really your thought process?
100%.
Wow.
I was scared because I thought, oh, am I taking opportunities from other people? I wasn't. They're desperately needing people to talk. But that was my thought process. I came in here and, like, quickly, within minutes, I was disproved. Like, I had 10 people come say hello to me in my time on the 3 hours.
Of course. Have you seen most of our volunteers? We're 50-year-old men. We see some little hot 20-year-old walk in. Of course we're going to give your attention.
Well, it was... regardless, it was lovely, and I felt really welcomed. And, I mean, that's what Joy's been... It's meant to me. It's been learning and it's been welcoming. I mean, the biggest thing that I learnt from you guys and from you, Anthony, and everyone that's come through, I never knew how much of a... I don't know if the word is here, plight, but just how much the community's gone through, and not even just like the last 50 years, but the even recent years, how much you've endured and still keep kicking on. And that just, it kind of blew my mind and shocked me to the core a little bit, you know? Like, being just from the inner burbs and a classic white kid, like, with not many problems. It was just such a shock and something that really took me a while to get my head around. That was just such a lovely learning. And just knowing how resilient everyone is in the community, it's really nice, and that's why I love Joy, because it's a place for me to learn and grow as a human, and I'm very happy you've accepted me.
And we love having you on, Joy.
Thank you, Anthony.
He's my best bro-sexual here.
Is that the term? I love that.
Bromance.
Yeah, we're having a bromance. Him and I, we're having a little bromance.
Does he know about that, or just one-sided?
No, it's reciprocated.
We talk, we make fun, ya. And he tells me what's happening, and I check him out and then get the whole motherly, you shouldn't be drinking when you're swimming, when you're drinking, you shouldn't be dying.
Yeah,
I like
did that,
to
didn't
tell
I?
Him what to do.
Anthony, we're talking about how we love Joy for certain reasons, but we'd love to know why you come back, because you do, and you're such a big supporter.
I remember my first ever interview coming in studio. So I loved coming in, and I just felt like, for me, you know, you weren't only supporting my music, but you were supporting me as a person, which, you know, I grew up in Werribee. I didn't have, you know, I didn't grow up with gay people. I didn't know any gay people. I was the eldest child. I was the eldest grandchild. I came from a very Italian background, a very Catholic background. So, as soon as you walk through these doors, and back in the day when I started coming into Joy, we weren't in this building. We were in South Melbourne. That's how old I am. Oh, yeah. On top of the hardware there. And I just loved coming in here because it felt like home, and it felt, you know, that I was supported, and it was a really beautiful, you know, inclusive feeling. And, you know, for me, Joy isn't necessarily all about the music, because for so many listeners, they rely on Joy, you know, for important information and discussions about our community and what affects our community. You know, the amazing music is obviously a bonus, but, you know, there's so many pioneers as well behind the scenes, you know, at Joy that donate so much time and wisdom and knowledge to help break down social stigmas and barriers, so we can all feel accepted and equal. And, you know, it's just really important that communities and organizations like Joy FM, you know, they are supported, because they do play a very big role in our community. And sometimes we don't, you know, realize how important, you know, organizations like Joy are, because as a kid that grew up in the West, I didn't know anything about our community. And, you know, just putting it on throughout the day and listening to some amazing interviews and being supported with, you know, from my perspective, you know, with my music as well. I'm entirely appreciative of, you know, Joy and everyone that works here and tirelessly and volunteers.
That is so sweet, Mr. Kalia. You've got a heart.
I know. I'm not the Tin Man.
I mean, Jesus Christ. It's lovely. No, that was really... And it's such true words. I would say, as an artist, to actually be supported, not just for great music and a lovely voice which you got, but also for the person who you are and to represent it.
And to celebrate that. And yeah. I think everyone should be celebrated.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.